Medibank is celebrating all of the weird and wonderful ways Australians live better. Search Medibank Live Better to find out more.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Happy Wednesday, guys, or as we call it...
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
That's coming up at about 10 to 6. All right. Oh, I've just had a burrito.
You have. You've had a beautiful...
burrito. And...
vegan burrito.
I went the hot salsa, which is... That was... I had to have 2 litres of water.
You had a carafe. You've had 2 carafes of water that you sculled out of the carafe.
You wait till that comes out, tell him, mate.
Oh, mate, can you not? He was doing that while I was eating. And other people weren't happy. I wasn't happy.
I don't like it.
I want to hear about that.
I don't want to hear about that either. What do I want to hear about?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Sing your Huseys.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Hump day.
Hamper.
Hump day hampers.
Hola, yeah. 131060. So all you have to do is ring that number, 131060, and you get yourself a hamper.
Well, not just that. You've got to ask Senor Husey very nicely for a hump day hamper. Yeah. And today they're from Edible Blooms. How about this? Unbelievable chocolate luxury hampers by Edible Blooms for your world of gifts. It has to be at ediblebloom.com.au. Dancing Monkey chocolate speckles, Dancing Monkey malt balls. This is the best chocolate in the world.
What about Edible Blooms Hunt raspberry drops?
That you can't get better than the Chocolatier Almond Crunch Bar.
What about Whistler's Rocky Road?
Well, what about it? What about
Grandpa Joe's pretzels?
God help me.
It's all there, man.
It's all
and
there.
More.
And more.
God, so
this
much.
Is an unbelievable hamper.
Here we go.
Edible
Let's
Blooms.
Do it then. It's not muck about.
Hi, Emily.
Hello, guys.
Off to a poor start.
Senor Husey, can I please have a hamper?
Yeah, get it in ya.
Yeah. Oh, what are you saying, Emily?
Thanks, Husey.
Senor
Husey.
Thank you.
Uncle Husey. Grandpa Husey, I'll take that.
No, we won't.
No, we're taking that.
Hi, Bree.
Patty.
Yeah. I'll also take cool older brother Husey.
Who would you like to ask?
Oh, please, Papa Husey. Can I have a hamper?
Papa. You got one, Bree. You got one. And
no, thank you for being interested.
Here's Jade. Hi, Jade.
Hi, Papa Husey.
Yeah, Papa Husey.
Papa Husey's back.
Yep. Get. Yep. On. Yep. Give it to her.
Okay.
All right. Well done, Jade. There you go.
Shall we do it?
Ediblebloom.com.au, what a place. Senor Husey will be back this time next week. Tell you what, it's not all he is. He's not just the giver of hampers. He has officially, and this is true, he's been the number one trending topic on Twitter for 24 hours, and it's because, and this is true, he has made real change to a political policy.
All right.
That affects the whole country. Wow. I'm not joking. I like to beat things up, but this is the truth.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
And funny man Dave Hughes.
Here's some more exciting news.
It's Newsy Husey.
Yeah, have a sip of your coffee. You've earned it. Have a long sip of your coffee, young man. You've earned it. You've earned it. Look at this. Trending in Australia on Twitter. Number one for 24 hours. He's at number two at the moment, but I'm still calling it number one. In fact, he was at number one and number three, Ed Sheeran style, because of the topic.
Husey,
and it's all because of this.
Hello, in 10 news first. The Andrews government backflips on a plan to allow 500 owners and connections to attend the Cox Plate after receiving blowback on Twitter.
Oh! Stop short of mentioning you. No, stopped short, pulled up short, much like the horse racing they're talking about. Pulled it up at the line. Talk us through it. So this is Victoria, and there's a horse race, Cox Plate. And
a great horse race. And
yeah, it's 100th anniversary.
Yeah, it's on Saturday, late Saturday afternoon, early Saturday evening, before the AFL Grand Final. And if anyone knows, in Melbourne, you can't.
Well, the Premier
socialise.
Came out and said, don't even think about having people over to watch the AFL Grand Final in your house. 2-3 people, that's illegal. You could be fined $10,000. And then they turn around and say, oh, but 1,250 people are allowed to go and watch horses.
Yeah, they said the owners of the horses and all their friends can.
Yeah, and the word connections there is very loose.
Yeah, it's just anyone. And some horses have got, you know, 100 owners.
Yes,
you know,
and you buy 1% share.
Yeah, yeah. So I always thought that's not right. So I just put something on Twitter. Yeah,
he's thrown up a big tweet. You read your own tweet.
No, I'm not going to read my
own.
I'm not into reading the tweet. The fact is.
All right. The first one that went up was breaking. The state, this is from the ABC. The state government has announced that up to 500 owners and connections will be able to attend this week's Cox Plate. Then you've wrote back, but only 10 people can attend a funeral and two families can't watch the AFL grand final together. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, look, didn't feel right. Didn't pass the pub test. And, you know, most people agreed. Including the people who made the decision.
Oh, you mean the minister who went out not long after you and said, tonight I've spoken to the Moonee Valley Race Club and the decision has been reversed. Owners won't be returned to the track until we reach the next stage. I apologise for any upset that has been caused. Well done, Martin Pakula, for seeing sense
and
taking that away.
We were happy with that.
You retweeted that.
I did because I think he did the right thing. And, you know, everyone makes mistakes, including me, no doubt.
Yes.
And when you can admit you've made a mistake and rectify it, well, everyone's you know,
hence,
gives you, will applaud you for
I'll
that.
Yeah, I'll applaud you for that. So, hence, number one, for that, my friend, the news has said it's because of pressure on Twitter. You're trending number one, ergo, D. Hughes has had a government policy changed. That's not a long bow I'm drawing. That is the chain, my friend. That is the thread.
Well, look, I was one of many people who
What's
got...
What's next?
No,
for you?
I'm not. No,
more
I'm,
nude
I've
beaches?
Got to try to get off Twitter. You know I'm trying to get off Twitter.
No.
Because I get sucked in every day.
Yeah,
and
get sucked into one bloke who said that he saw you getting dragged out of a pub.
He said he's in a headlock.
Yeah, he said in a headlock.
I wrote back to him, mate, I haven't had a drink since 1992.
Yeah,
so
there's a chance it was him that was being
dragged
out.
You were the one who were off your head, not me. So
which I liked. And the bloke that you're arguing with has, 2,000 followers.
Well, it's quite a few. So... Look, I'm not, you know, and people are saying, are you okay about this Twitter stuff? I'm not reading all the messages. I think some people are quite negative, to be honest.
Oh,
but
this one. Oh, that's not nice.
Todd Sampson sent me a direct message saying, you okay? Yeah, I'm okay, Todd. I'm okay.
The voodoo guy.
The voodoo guy.
Can he voodoo doll some of these blokes?
You've seen some of the things he's been up to on his body hack show? He's on Gruen tonight.
There's
and
not
he's
a...
taking time out of his busy day.
I appreciate
to
it,
find
Todd.
Out whether I'm okay or not. I'm okay,
you're
Todd.
Top of the world, mate. Top of the trends. Top of the world.
I know you want to ask. Whether...
Who? I love this. Who has affected some real change? And you don't have to be massive. Massive. Did you get a pothole filled in your local area? Did you get, I don't know, something with the local council?
I'm not.
Have you had bin night brought forward? Have you had speed humps put in?
13, 10, 60.
What have you affected in life?
I think he's got another one here.
What?
Have you got another one?
No, I haven't got another one. But what I'm saying is that, you know, I want to say to people, I mean, and I'm not blowing my own trumpet by answering this question, but how have you helped the community?
Well done. You've heard how this bloke's helped.
Have you helped the community at all, ever?
As Hughesy has.
Have you even tried to help the community in any way at all?
And did people try to bring you down because of it, you know?
We're all civil-minded here.
Hughesy and Ed.
Hughesy has been trending on Twitter for the last 24 hours and effectively got the government to backflip on a decision.
Well, they said it. Do you play the news grab again? The news confirmed it.
Hello, in 10 news first. The Andrews government backflips on a plan to allow 500 owners and connections to attend the Cox Plate after receiving blowback on Twitter.
And what was number one on Twitter, Hughesy?
Well, it was Hughesy and Dave Hughes.
Real change.
And the minister responsible did publicly thank me on Twitter.
Affecting real change.
No, but that's not me.
I once almost named
not me, mate. I'm just telling you what happened.
For you. Do you know I once...
Facts are our friends.
Facts are our friends. I once almost got to name a food outlet at university, a new food outlet.
Yeah,
and our
right.
name came first. And then all of a sudden, when they went to paint the sign, we lost. It was a little place and we said it needs to be called the Growl Hub or the Growl Out and they said, yep. And then when they went to paint it, they changed it.
I had to think about it. Yeah. The Growl Hub would have been all right, but the Growl Out I don't think is appropriate.
Well, it was a takeout shop.
Mate.
It was the takeout
growl
shop.
Growl In would have been all right.
No, because it was takeout.
Growl Out.
It was a takeout
well,
shop.
Well, I don't care, mate. The growler.
And there was a grub.
The growler would have been.
Well, right. No, we couldn't do that because there was a grub once. It was a grub and growl. We thought it'd be great.
Grub and growl?
Yep.
I look.
Who's affected real change?
You know what you're doing. You're in the shallow end, where I'm in the deep water, just swimming with sharks. Can I say, hate is gonna hate. For old Husey, just trying to live his life, help the community, copping it left, right, and centre. Just copping it.
Yeah, mate. You got to take both. God, you got to take the slings and arrows. Like just, you feel good. You're like. 10 feet tall, aren't you?
No, well, I'm.
Who are you like?
No, I won't. We're not going to bring anything. I'm not going to blaspheme here. But Jackie, I'm not alone. There's other heroes in the world, and you were one of them. What have
I was,
Jackie?
I had a few wines at the local pub in Mentone a few years ago on a Sunday night. Yep. Feeling word on the street from that session was that they were going to close down the pub and knock it down.
Yeah.
And I thought, I was working as a reporter at the time for the news on Channel 10, and I thought, no. That needs to go on the news. And to this day, the building is still standing. So I think I saved the pub.
Well, you did. That's not your thinking.
Of course you did.
Saved that pub. And there's so many.
Well done.
So many people have had so many good times over, the years.
And as a reporter, Jackie, and you saw what Husey did today, he did that, isn't it? That's on him, isn't it? He led the charge on Twitter. That's him, isn't it?
100%. I watched his tweets last night and I gave it a good like.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank
you.
Real change.
Exactly.
D. Hughes.
That's great that, reporters or former reporters are ringing us. That's nice, isn't it?
Hot.
Morris, what have you done?
Yeah, well, Hughes and Ed, I moved to the suburb of Brunswick 8 years ago, and the concrete footpaths were a bit too much, so I decided to pester the council to get trees put in, but they came back to me with the footpaths are too narrow, no room for trees. So, I didn't let up. The squeaky wheel gets the grease, so I kept on pestering them. And finally got trees in the footpath. So my legacy to my children is that when they drive down the street, they're going to see trees.
That is, Morris. Mate, well done, Morris.
You know what, real.
They should put in Morris pines.
You know what, real hero. The saying?
Real heroes don't wear capes?
No, you plant a seed for a tree that you won't get to sit under. Because,
oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, what's that
the
saying?
The shade for which you will not benefit from or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But yeah,
well, that's Morris.
But I love trees. Trees are underrated, and Morris knows that.
Yeah.
And Morris is,
why don't you do that? That can be your next campaign.
Well, we've grown a lot of trees in my house, so that's good, isn't it? Mm. Cut a few down, but we're growing more. No, someone else. Give Kelly a go. Kelly, what did you do?
I had some road rules changed to help out a local retirement village.
Yes.
So the oldies wouldn't get run over.
Oh my God,
yeah,
Kelly.
Yeah, so they basically built a retirement village on a 4-lane highway.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
And so these guys have to come out. If they weren't turning right, they'd have to cross over 4 lanes to turn right. And there had been accidents previously there.
Yep.
So sent a message to the local minister and said, look, this is the go. What can we do about it? Next minute I get a return message about 2 weeks later saying, we've talked about it. And we're blocking it off, so there's no longer any right turn there.
Give her the music when a hero come along or something, mate.
How many old people have you saved, Kelly? Hundreds.
I don't know about that.
Thousands.
Yeah, wonderful, Evan. Let's hope that they're still with us.
I know.
They get through the year.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up. Back for more after this. It's Husey and Ed.
Gentlemen, it's Wednesday, so let's get some facts.
It's a super freak fact with Dia Bumta. Hello, Dia.
Hi.
You're feeling good this afternoon?
Yep.
Great.
Good. Sound great.
Thanks for being
loud
here.
And proud.
This is great.
How old are you?
I'm 9.
All right.
Good age.
Good age. Absolutely. Great work.
Now you're a reader. Do you like to read?
Yeah, a little, but I love to watch movies.
Yeah, fair enough. I think you and many other people are similar. And
Absolutely. Movies
are great. The amount of effort that goes into movies.
Well, a lot.
You know,
yep.
Heaps.
Heaps.
Most
heaps.
Of them.
Most of them. Some
often
of them not.
Often not enough on the script, but they're shot well, most of them, aren't they?
Not a green screen.
Yeah, right. What's your favourite movie, Dia? Give us one of them.
I think my favourite movie is Despicable Me.
Oh, yeah. My kids love that.
Despicable Me. Good movie.
There's two of them now. Is it just two or three? Despicable Me 2. I wonder if there's a 3. Is there a 3 or not? Did you watch Despicable Me 2?
Yep.
Yep. So you backed it up
Yeah,
there is a three. Yeah. You reckon you've watched the third one as well?
Definitely.
I think she said in the background. Your phone might be having a bit of problem there. You're still with us, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon we need to get back to the phone somehow. We've gone off it a bit. Is there a cord gone missing? Can you just, you're there?
Yes.
Oh, that's better.
Let's get to the facts.
Let's get facts. Yeah, fact it up. Fact number one. Freaky fact number one. Here we go. Go for it.
You can always see your nose, but your brain mostly ignores it.
Super freaky fact.
Yeah. Straight away.
Absolutely blown. It's so true. It's so true.
That has blown my mind.
I got a big nose too myself, guys, so I can always see mine.
We can as well.
Yeah, a lot of people can.
And good, because the good nose, man. You've got a great nose. So, but that, you know what? That is one of the most wonderful sentences I've ever heard. You have just freaked me out there, do you?
Fact number two.
I'm looking at it now.
Yeah. Straight down the end of it.
Yep. Give us fact number two.
Okay. Doritos were invented at Disneyland in 1955.
Super freaky fact.
Doritos. Wow. That is a great fact.
Doritos were invented
well
at Disneyland.
Well done.
Restaurant named Casa de Fritos invented Doritos by repurposing stale tortillas they bought from a local vendor.
That's incredible.
That is unbelievable.
Well done.
When was
CC's invented?
Well, I think it's probably come along a little bit after, if they can do it, we can do it.
Yeah. All right, bring it home, dear. Fact number three.
Bees hold in their poop all winter to avoid messing up the hive.
Super freaky fact.
Bees hold the poop in all winter. God, imagine summer.
You'd be a big buzz out there. And first of December or whatever, depending on what part of the world they're in.
Absolutely.
First of June?
June, July, August. Yep.
Yeah. Unbelievable facts.
Some of the best.
Sensational. And Dee, you've got yourself a Space Talk watch. Well done.
Hey.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your wonderful today. Fantastic.
You've just made us
job.
Think about things differently. I'll never be the same person.
Space Talk, simply safer phones for kids, available at JB Hi-Fi, Office Works, and SpaceTalkWatch.com.
It's the Husey and Ed catch up.
Certainly is, gentlemen. SAS Australia was back on our TVs last night.
Yeah, it was. And once again, man making the rounds, leading the charge. Honey Badger needs to calm down is the headline in the Daily Mail. SAS Australia viewers, including comedian Dave Hughes, are shocked as Nick Cummins knocks Shayna Jack to the ground during a game of Murder Ball. Even the old SAS blokes from England said this about the Honey Badger.
Woo! Nuts up, bloke.
Yeah, he's beeping nuts that bloke.
Yeah,
now,
that was a full-on charge. Poor old Shayna. She didn't see him coming.
She had her back turned.
He rammed her like he was trying to break down a bank vault door or something. Anyway, full on.
Up shortly, we're going to speak to the woman who called him out for a boxing match in the first episode, Sabrina Frederick.
Yeah, AFLW star for Richmond.
She's
taking
some time off training to speak to us this afternoon, so we appreciate it.
Yeah, she started the fight with
the
Honey
Badger. She picked him out.
Yeah, but the fight was brutal. And Guy Sebastian has gone on radio to say it's sick.
Yeah, it made him feel sick. Has the Honey Badger got a weird taste for combat?
I don't know.
Women. It's very, very strange.
Well, did it start with when he was on the Bachelor and he broke two ladies' hearts by not picking either of them?
It's brutal. All right, Sabrina Frederick up next.
Yeah, we'll talk to her after this.
Husey and Ed.
Gentlemen, it's a show that's got us all hooked, it's fair to say. SAS Australia was back on our TV screens last night.
Yeah, it is a big hit, Ed. It is...
In a number of ways.
Yeah, it's riveting to watch.
Yeah.
It is brutal.
It's uncomfortable.
So, last night, you've got the Honey Badger, Nick Cummins, a famous rugby union player, but famous for his tradie undies ads. And famous for not picking anyone when he was The Bachelor.
Exactly.
And this is what he's had to say about himself, what he's worried about.
I'm most fearful of what's going to come out of me during the most strenuous and stressful times.
And we've been seeing that over the last couple of nights. Last night, there was a There was a thing where everyone's got to try to pick the tire up and then put it, pull it. It's like a tug of war with a tire.
Yeah.
And you've got a few of them struggling in the middle and they call other people in. And in the middle struggling at this point was a swimmer.
Yeah, Shayna Jack.
Yeah, a young woman. Mm. She's struggling trying to pick the tire up and he comes from nowhere. Have a listen to this.
Number six, let's go.
I think she got hurt, Shayna. I think she got winded from Badger. Hey,
outstanding. Good effort. Well done. Good. Good effort. Well done.
Well, later in the episode, it looked like she was going to have to like leave the show because she was, you know, got a punctured lung or something. He's just charged at her, blindsided her and just knocked her into next week. She didn't see him coming.
No, she didn't. It was a blindsiding.
And then the night
before. That's a foul in rugby.
Yeah. Well, the night before, there was a fight club thing going on where everyone gets to pick who they're going to fight. And this is a moment where Sabrina Frederick, the AFLW star, she decided to do this.
In a courageous statement, number 14, AFLW player Sabrina Frederick has chosen to fight number 6, Nick Cummins.
And it was a brutal fight
where
there was no holds barred, no one held back. And Sabrina, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Well, we're okay.
Well, just, it is, watching that show is just, it is...
It's an assault on the senses, Sabrina.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't think we were lying when we said this, you know, this show would be different to every other reality show.
No, you were not lying.
It's
so
crazy.
Take us back to the fight. So you pick out his number. Now, what was going through your head? Why him? Why not Shannon Ponton or Shane Warne's son?
Or a woman.
Shane,
why can't you try a woman?
I mean, for me personally, I came on the show to push my limits, and for me, I just wanted to pick who I thought was the biggest person in the group, and that was
That's true.
Yeah, but he's huge. I mean, you're no doubt you're strong, but he's huge. And
were you surprised when he started throwing haymakers?
No. I mean, I picked him for a reason. I knew what he was capable of, and I knew that he was the type of guy that also likes to go for the big guys when he was playing rugby.
Right.
But also it was a strategic move.
He seems mildly unhinged by his own admission.
But how long did you and the Honey Badger actually punch on for, do you reckon?
Oh, honestly, I don't know. It obviously would have been a bit more than what you would have seen because they cut a little bit, but I honestly don't know. When you're in there, you don't really have a concept of time. You're just trying to survive.
All right. So, look, there's people criticising.
It's the second night that seems to be the thing. So the first night we saw that Sabrina picks out the Honey Badger. They have the fight. It's part of the show, etc. But couple that with the second night, Sabrina, where he blindsides Shayna and, you know, really hurts her.
Yeah. Did you think that was a bit much?
No, just because the context of the show, we're told not to hold back and we're in a military-based show. And I don't think he was purposely going for Shayna. He was just trying to get the tire.
Yeah,
I understand how it looks. I understand
it didn't look right, though.
You don't think that the man-woman thing makes any difference? Is it an insult for a man to go not as hard at you?
For me personally, if he didn't fight back, I would have been offended because I don't like to feel like any different.
Sure.
But I'm only speaking on behalf of me. Other people would have had probably a different perspective and a different answer. But for me, I knew what I was capable of too, and I knew that I could throw some punches. So
she did.
I picked him in full confidence.
Now, Guy Sebastian has come out this morning. I think it was on radio saying he thinks the show is sick. Now, have you got any response to Guy saying that?
Oh, I mean, the show's SAS Australia. From my perspective, if it was any other show, I get it. I understand why people would think that. But for this specific thing, it's SAS based and you know what you're getting yourself into.
So there was no women in the show saying this is too much, this is not fair on us?
No, not at all. We knew what we were signing
up
to.
Well, except for Roxy, no, but that was just walking up a hill. That was the thing that bothered Roxy. She just had to walk up a hill.
No, she fell.
I gotta walk up a hill.
She also jumped out of the helicopter.
Well, she fell out like everybody else.
Did it hurt? People have been giving her a bit of...
Awful effort.
That's Sabrina, I'm on her side.
Graceful effort.
I'm on Team Roxy. Are you on Team Roxy?
Absolutely. Yeah, not many people would jump out of the helicopter.
Exactly. Yes, that would have hurt. Yes, did that hurt? Would. Was that a belly whacker situation?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that hurt more than getting punched in the face.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
People are absolutely disregarding how painful that would have been out of the helicopter.
Then don't sign up.
Well, yeah. You know what? People need to make a living, all right? So,
all right. Well, it's a great show. I really enjoyed it.
He DM'd, Hughesy DM'd Roxy on Instagram.
To show support.
And she hasn't got back to him. Isn't that sad?
Well, she'll get, it's only early in the week, mate. It's only Wednesday.
It's so sad.
She's probably getting a few messages.
Yeah. I'd say Merrick Watts, Sabrina said, you're unbelievable. He's almost given away that you've won this thing.
Oh, I love him in a bit.
All right.
SS Australia's back Monday, 7:30 on 7. Thanks, Sabrina.
See ya.
Thanks, guys.
All right, dude.
It's the Hughesy and Ed catch up.
Of course, it's Wednesday.
Hi, I'm Christian.
No way, my name's Christian too. What a coincidence!
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
13, 10, 60, big or small, we don't care. Give us your coincidences.
I'm still thinking about last week when the woman rang us to say that she was listening to our show and I was talking about being pulled up by the police.
Yep.
And she said that to the policeman who pulled her up. And he said, well, my name's Dave Hughes too, and let her off.
It'll never be beaten, but when there's not a competition.
No, it isn't.
Now, I've got a very small one, but I believe there's team members who are putting hands up today. Who's putting up a paw for this?
I think Mandy, who has jumped on
Brand
to help us out.
Mandy.
This is your brother, is it, Mandy?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a huge coincidence.
Yeah, we're not here to judge them. It can be anything. What is it?
So he and his wife both got lunch at a cafe today, 3 minutes apart, had no idea that the other went there for lunch.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, that's
are they normally...
It's coincidental.
No, I get it, but was it close to their house?
No, it wasn't.
So it was nowhere near their house?
No, they both had never been to the cafe.
So it was like, that's better. So
24 kilometres from their house.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
And it was today. It was fresh.
I got one.
Yeah, give us yours.
So,
we're after anyone. What's
13, 10, 60.
Any coincidence, we'll take it.
Carrie and Tommy gave away 10 large, thanks to Dr. Urka in their show today.
Great pizzas.
As I was standing outside the studio listening to that happen, on the television was an ad for Dr. Urka on mute.
Yeah. It's coincidental Wednesday.
Well, I mean,
an internal video.
I love Dr. Urka. I mean, they might be campaigning at the moment. No, I'm happy. You know what? I'm happy to mention the sponsors, and it's like product integration. It's it's synergy, and you're not getting paid extra from the Urka people who do a great job with those pizzas.
Yeah,
tasty.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah, restaurant
don't
quality.
Hijack it. Don't hijack.
Restaurant quality.
Don't hijack
from the supermarket freezer.
Stop it.
That's what you get with Dr. Urka.
I know that.
Surprisingly from your freezer. Yeah.
Surprisingly from your freezer. Yeah. I mean, only surprised the first time. Guaranteed from that moment on. It'll be tasty as.
13, 10, 60. Coincidental Wednesday.
Yeah, you have a problem with that?
Too much.
Coming up.
Hijacking.
It's the Hughesy and Ed catch up.
Yesterday, Hughesy said one of the most disgusting things he's ever said.
Yeah.
No, a mate
on
of mine.
On radio or off the radio?
Mate of mine texted me and almost agreed with me.
Almost.
He said, I could see where you're coming from.
No, that's a cry for help.
We'll discuss that next. But
play the music.
Yeah,
hi, I'm Christian.
No way, my name's Christian too. What a coincidence.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
Jack, I think you had one, didn't you?
Really bad one, yeah.
Is it quick? Right.
Yeah, quick.
We'll give it to
yesterday, just looking at Instagram, wasting time, Reels comes up, the suggested Reels. And the first one I look at, I went, that's weird, I recognise that. So I clicked on it and it was just some random chick anyway doing video. And I looked and I was like, I know that building. And I looked at it again, I'm like, Casey, our old video guy, it was in his building.
That's good, where he lives.
Yeah,
that's good.
It's Coincidental
Decent.
Wednesday.
It's decent. I mean, it's a bit scary in terms of geo stuff, but it's decent.
Do they localise it, though? You're more likely to see something close to you.
I don't know, but it's good. It's interesting.
All right. Well, it wasn't great, but, we're not here to judge.
We're not here to judge, so we'll stop judging that one.
I judge myself for asking, I'm the one
you're the only one who doesn't have one today.
I'm really gone dry. Nothing's happening with me at the moment.
Robin,
you've got one for us, and we appreciate it. Let's go.
Okay, so when my cat died, I didn't want to bury him in my backyard because I knew I wasn't going to stay at this property for very long.
Yeah, absolutely. And you wouldn't be able to visit, would you? You wouldn't be able to visit a ranch. Someone else is renting a house and you just knock on the door. Can I just go out and put some flowers
got a dead
down by the lawn
there?
No.
So I put put in a big pot and put a magnolia tree in the pot.
Hang on. So you put your cat, you buried your dead cat in a pot?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
So I could take him with me. I put a magnolia tree in the pot plant.
Yep.
And a few years later, I was at my new place and a friend came over and she's like, oh, what's this? It had a little plaque saying in the memory of Stephen that my friend had done for me.
So your cat is in there, still in the pot?
Yes.
With a plaque on it? Yep. I've never heard that before. That's unusual. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Must have been a big pot.
No, it was a big pot. Yeah. I went to several
nurseries. Oh, God. Just talk into your phone there.
It's the worst, man.
Robin, because just talk right into it. So, yep. So your friends come over.
Friend came over for a barbecue. She said, oh, what's this? And I said, oh, that's my cat in there and he died and I put him in the pot. And she said, oh, no way. She said, her father, when he passed, they put his ashes in a pot plant and put a magnolia tree in the pot, and his name was Stephen as well, spelt the same way.
As the cat?
Yes.
Right. No, great one. You brought it home, Robin.
God,
use that long way, but you brought it home strong.
That's incredible.
Yeah, wherever you put your dead cat's a good
Was it spelt S-T-E-P-H-E-N?
Oh, I had V in my head.
P-H, yep.
P-H, yep. Nice, so one. I was right. Yep, thank you. Beck, what have we got?
Okay, so I was at the emergency department a couple of weeks ago, and as I was checking in, giving all my details, a man came in asking for his wife, Rebecca Peacock. That's my name.
Nah.
I am not that man's wife.
Whoa. That's good, man.
That is crazy.
That's really good.
It's like, it's not like Jane Smith.
No,
you know?
Peacock is an interesting last
name. Rebecca Peacock. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It wouldn't be that many. You know, have you ever met another Rebecca Peacock in your entire life? Beck?
I have not.
I like it. I like the name too, by the way.
There's
a
lot of David Hughes, as we'd be known.
Not one. I'm the only Ed Cavalier in the world.
In the whole world. Yeah. I think my wife might be the only Holly Ife. Jack Lawrence, there'd be heaps of them.
Your wife is the only Holly Ife?
I think so, yeah. IFE is very rare.
It is, yeah.
Last name, yeah. Yep. Okay. Are we going to do one more?
Yeah.
Come on. This is another Rebecca.
We're already we're away.
No, it's not Peacock, is it?
No, it's not Peacock. That would be very coincidental.
You'd be incredible. What is it? What's your last name?
It's O'Dwyer.
Yeah, I like it.
I like that too, actually.
Rod, for short. Everyone ever call you Rod?
Yeah, all the time.
That's sarcasm, isn't it?
That felt like sarcasm. Here we go, Rod. Take it away, Hot Rod.
So I recently bought a house that used to belong to an elderly man who died, and his daughter-in-law knocked on the door this morning to thank me for forwarding on the mail. And she said, it really freaks out the family that you've got a Mercedes because you've got the same colour as my father-in-law had, and he only ever drove Mercedes. And I've got that just a couple of days before I moved in. And then she said, it looks like you have a dog. And I said, yes, we've got a Labrador. And she said he only ever had Labradors.
That's good.
I like it.
That's heading towards Tingly Thursday.
Yeah,
that is.
Over.
Good times.
Coincidence on Wednesday. Back next week.
It's the Husey and Ed Catch-Up. Back for more after this. Husey and Ed.
That it is. Big hour still to come.
Yeah, super pumped up. Absolutely.
Well, you've said the worst thing you've ever said. We're going to get to that in a moment. Really, really poor from you.
Just give a pump up one more time to Sabrina Frederick, AFLW star, who was on the show a little bit earlier talking about her fight with the Honey Badger on SAS Australia, how she said she wanted it hard. She wanted him to go hard, and he did, and she was up for it, and nothing else. All good. So Guy Sebastian needs to listen to Sabrina. You know, because I know Guy Sebastian's had a crack at SAS Australia.
Yeah, but that bit. But I'm still not sure about the running into the back of Shayna Jack as she's trying to hold onto a tyre.
The Honey
he
Badger
could have gone
did.
For the tyre.
Yeah, the Honey Badger
the
did.
Job, the game is the tyre. He could have gone for the tyre.
Yeah, no, he went for the pain. He went to inflict pain.
To hit someone.
Yeah, I wasn't happy about that.
But yeah, look, when are we going to do the details about one of the blokes?
Oh, about one of the guys in charge?
Yeah.
One of the SAS guys.
Yeah.
The history is not great, is it?
No.
Well, we'll mention it before the end of the show.
Okay.
Well, it's on public record, isn't it? So
absolutely. It's on the public record. It's
done some time. Anyway, but we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm nervous.
In a moment. I know you are. We all are. So in a moment, though, the worst thing he's ever said. The worst thing he's ever said. Yeah. Can it be defended? We've got like a someone, an expert of all experts, to come on to diagnose you to see if you've got a genuine issue.
No, the truth,
like,
set
if you
me
need
free.
To be locked up.
It was. I stand by what I
if
said.
If you missed it yesterday, you'll be disgusted. Susie and Ed.
You're listening to Husey and Ed.
Disgusted is how we felt yesterday.
No, but people, don't turn off your radio. I think a lot of you will be on my side once you know, have a good think about what I said and listen to your heart, not what society expects from you.
That's fair.
Yeah, just go against societal norms. And,
not too far against them.
No, we'll obviously keep it legal and respectful.
Okay. Because yesterday we were chatting about people who'd lived in their car, and a charming gentleman rang up and told us this.
I lived in a 120-wide Datsun with a 76kg Rottie.
What about when the Rottie, you know, let one go?
Oh, man, cop it like a man.
Yeah. There's something about dog farts that I actually enjoy.
That's disgusting.
That is the worst thing you've ever
said.
That
is it. Stand by it.
You've had a day to think about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What's wrong with you, man?
No, I'm talking about one dog in particular, my friend Barkley, who I've had since 2007. And Barkley sleeps next to me every night.
Oh, so every night you cop it?
Oh, not every night. I don't cop it every night, but I like the smell of Barkley. I like him when he's wet. I love wet Barkley smell.
You're a bad person. So
yeah, and I'm going to say love it, but I...
You do. So you love it.
I enjoy it.
So you love it when he rips one. Right over here.
I enjoy it when he...
Here we go. Here's an expert, director of Scent Australia. Preeminent expert on smells and why we like them. Andrew O'Keefe, not the bloke who hosts Deal or No Deal, the other Andrew O'Keefe. Hello, mate.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, I'm disgusted and I'm appalled.
No, but...
And I'm happy that you're here because it's right of reply stuff.
Yep.
Husey says he loves the smell.
No, I enjoy the smell. Enjoy the smell of my best friend, my dog Barkley. I enjoy him farting.
Yep.
So does that shock you, Andrew? You are a director of Scent Australia. How do you feel?
Well, we've had stranger requests before, but it's very unusual. But it's not the most unusual thing we've ever heard.
So people have asked you to replicate, I mean, because you've done work with BMW, David Jones, Estee Lauder, Calvin Klein, everything, right?
Yeah.
So you've had people ask you to replicate their dog's fart.
The dog fart in a bottle.
we did a recent one for the citizens of Melbourne. We've done one called Whiskey Bar to try and make them feel more at home.
Yeah, right. Stale. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but this is a bit far, though, isn't it, Andrew?
The smell of stale urine.
Why would it?
Old urine.
Have you ever been asked for old urine? Like old spice?
You know, we did have one, which was a seal fart.
A seal fart?
Yeah, there was an exhibition where they had a seal there, and they wanted the little kids to run in there and smell the seal. And so we had to work with a perfumer to do that.
Interesting. Just wonder what it would be. Fishy, I imagine. A seal. But I think I'd probably enjoy that as well.
Because isn't it about connection, Andrew? Scent is so powerful. Is the reason that Husey likes it because it's associated with the dog?
Yeah, so there's interesting research around it that shows that smells really connected to a part of the brain which is in charge of memory and emotion.
Yeah.
And so if Husey's there sitting with his dog, hugging him, being feeling loving emotion towards his dog, and the dog farts, he'll associate that loving memory with that smell.
Yeah, right.
That's why his family likes Husey so much, because they can associate him so
often. Yeah, I can see that.
No, we're certainly a family of farters. I'm not going to lie. My wife is probably she's bringing up the rear in that aspect. She doesn't do it.
She's winning or losing?
No, she doesn't do it much. She's not a big farter.
She could improve.
she could up her game. Have you got a dog, Andrew?
Yeah, I do actually. I'm just looking after the family dog right now.
Now, well, be hand on heart here.
Yeah.
Does he ever fart?
He's a bit of an old boy, so he does it from time to time.
And do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it myself. I put him out. Mm. I don't like to sniff it.
Sniff it. Beautiful phrase, Andrew. Andrew O'Keefe, director of Scent Australia. It is a pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much. Now. Right?
Yeah,
you want to feel alone?
Great.
Do you want to feel alone?
I believe other people are with me on this.
I don't think so. The game on 13 10 60 is, Is there a disgusting smell that you like?
1310.
Is there a traditionally disgusting smell that you are willing to admit that you enjoy?
And I think we will get someone to ring us and say they enjoy
their dog's farts.
I think we will get someone.
I don't think you will.
I think we will.
This is it. I'm looking for something to talk about next.
I need some support on
this. Well, you're about to not get any.
What's the number?
All right, 131060.
You can remain anonymous. You can leave the country after this if you want.
No, just be honest. Do you like it?
All right, 131060. Disgust us with a smell you like. Maybe you are like Husey. Probably not, but maybe you are. And you like your dog's farts. It's revolting. 131060.
Look, the phone's gone nuts.
Complaints.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Husey made this claim yesterday.
There's something about dog farts that I actually enjoy. Yeah, that came didn't come from nowhere. It came because a man was living in his car with his 85-kilo Rottweiler.
It doesn't matter where it came from.
And you asked him, what about when the dog farts? And he said he takes it like a man.
Yeah, but you like it. That's different.
I'd never thought about it before. But I'm not going to lie, but it's true.
Our friend Andrew O'Keefe from Scent Australia.
Yeah, not the deal or no deal guy.
He said that it's because of you associate that smell with the dog. And I thought, okay, it's sort of starting to make sense. So the question is, and I cannot believe the amount of people who've called to support you here. What are some gross smells that people like?
Victoria. Yeah, all right. We'll go with Victoria, but I would like Dan over as well at some point. Victoria, what do you like? Gross smells. Other people think it's gross. You don't.
I like the smell of the fish market. When you go into the fish shop?
Yeah, I like that too, though, Vic.
Fishy smell.
I love that.
Yeah. I feel like when I go in with friends, though, they're always repulsed, and I'm like, yes, this is amazing.
Isn't it beautiful?
It's also, it's
primal.
But it's also the ocean, I reckon. It's oceany.
Oh, it's definitely oceany.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like my wet dog. After
no,
he's
that's
been
not
in
oceany.
The,
that's muddy and sort of estuary.
Thank you, Victoria. Laura, what do you like the smell of?
So it's a little bit strange, but your nose piercing.
What do you mean?
Does it smell? Does it? Is it a?
What do you mean when you take the piercing out?
It's not when you like. It's kind of like when you fiddle with it. It just has like a scent. It's really strange, but I just don't really mind it.
Is it a bit?
Is it a bit sort of pussy?
Yeah,
it's not
rotten.
Pussy. No, it's just kind of like, I guess, the metal. I don't know.
Oh, it's a metallic bodily smell. Do you like it on other people, Laura? Do you like that smell on other people?
No. Just myself.
Yeah, so that's good. Now we're getting somewhere. I wonder if people with piercings in other parts of their body like that smell too.
Like their belly button.
Oh, yeah,
do you like their belly? Ever put your finger in your belly button and give that a smell?
I cannot.
Smell my belly button finger.
Yeah, okay. We'll load it up.
Oh,
don't vomit. He's got a weak stomach. Jack's got
load it up. Sunshine. Passing over here.
I don't know. Oh, Jack.
Get in there.
I can't handle it.
I'm just not washing it.
Just get right in there, man.
I don't want to disappoint you. I want it to be pungent.
Come on, man. Get in there. You ready? Here we go.
I don't think it's got any smell to it. Got anything?
It's fresh.
I'm fresh.
Yeah, you're fresh, yes.
That's disappointing. I wanted it to be awful. Now, Wayne, what do you like the smell of? Other people think you're nuts for liking it.
Pig trucks.
Wow. Yeah, Wayne, you are a real Aussie. Like, that is full on.
Yeah, it's manure, isn't it? It's that manure-y just...
Oh, it's that real muddy, sweaty pig smell.
Pig shit.
Muddy, sweaty
rolling around in pig shit.
Wayne!
Yeah, it's like when I used to work
at
the abattoir.
Is it comforting, mate, Wayne, or is it just like, what is it? What is it about it?
Oh, it just brings back memories. I used to work in a piggery, it brings back great memories from work and, just love it.
Once again, Wayne, it's good about the memories, the sensory.
Yeah, I'm with him on that. Is Dan going to help me out here? Dan, what do you love, Dan? What do you love?
Husey, I'm on your side here. Like, not just I like my dog smell and the fart of my own dog, but I actually like my own fart smell.
Yeah, we all like our own farts, mate. That goes without saying. Who here can honestly say they don't like the smell of themselves? Put your hand up if you don't like the smell of yourself. You're liars.
All the two out of three women.
No, Mandy, you don't.
And three out of three, and Tim in audio.
Doesn't enjoy their own fart smell. Really? Jack?
Oh, yeah.
You like it?
That's fine, yeah.
Ed, you like it?
Killer. I could give you all one right now. We could all enjoy it.
Do you want to? No, come on. What have we become?
What have we become?
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up. Back for more after this. It's Husey and Ed.
Before we get out of here tonight, we'll be joined by Eamon from The Chats.
Nice. And, yeah, that's going to be fun. Jimmy Crute will be on the show tomorrow.
Oh, the UFC fighter who lives in his van because he loves van life because he doesn't want to pay any rent.
Yeah, he's right now in Sydney Hotel Quarantine.
A huge win in the UFC fight island the other day. I cannot wait to speak to him.
Won $150,000 the other day.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
good
we'll
on
speak,
him.
Speak to him tomorrow.
Bachelorette, mate.
Tonight, yep. Yeah. 7:30.
Yeah. Look, it's a
two girls, sisters, double trouble. Ali and Becky. isn't it?
Yeah, all correct. So far, you're 100% correct.
Yeah, Ali's the younger one. She was on Bachelor.
Yep.
Came fourth.
Yep.
She good. She's... Becky hasn't been on any reality shows before, but was going out with a friend of a friend. You claim dumped him to be on the show.
Mm, that's what happened.
She claims that it was mutual.
Hmm.
Anyway. So, she also said she'd been cheated on before, and you know what? She's going to look after herself, and I appreciate that. You know, don't trust anyone. Number one.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you finished?
What about them?
Is it safe to say yet it's a troubled production? Is it safe to call it troubled production Bachelorette?
There's been some walkouts.
A lot of walkouts. Pascal bailed, AB bailed, and my information is that there are some other bailings that are coming up again.
Is this actually, I've never thought about this, but now I'm going to mention it. Is this because it was filmed while Osher was in quarantine from the Masked Singer?
He wasn't able to stop them.
So well, he wasn't there then. Yes. He was not.
Normally, as if you want to bail, and it doesn't happen as often, but it's happening so much on this, that normally as they sort of take off the mic pack and try and jump the fence, Osher's there to go, hey, come on, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
He's not there. And there's just a line of Ubers every day that production's having to turn around.
Has there not been a rose ceremony in weeks?
They don't need them.
But this is really connected to Osher not being there. I've never put two and two together before this moment.
How did you not know that?
When was the last rose ceremony on The Bachelorette?
2 weeks
ago. Has there been one?
There was one, yes.
There was definitely one and Osher wasn't there.
Yeah, right.
No, I reckon it was mild, though. It was a mild rosy. Because remember, that's when also old Pascal was... He got the old heave-ho because the magician said this.
Look, he said, which is completely untrue, could they find hotter chicks?
Okay, all right.
Magician, that is disgraceful. That's deplorable. I mean,
on so many levels.
If everyone spent their whole day telling everyone else what other people had said about them, no one would be happy.
That's so true.
You know?
So, the problem they've had, I can confirm this, is that the guys were avoiding them. They were saying, let's go on a date, and they were going, yeah.
What else are they going to do?
Well, they
do push-ups together?
Yes.
In the mansion?
Yes. Or either leave or just, I'm cool. Good news is you've got a date. Nah, I'm cool.
I think they need armed guards. I don't reckon they should be electrified. What are not? If you leave... They should have the guy from SAS Australia. He's out there.
I'm picking him off.
Husey and Ed.
All thanks to our mates at Medibank, gentlemen. Live better with our mates at Medibank.
What about feel this week?
Yeah, feel better.
Feel.
I've still got to do the old sleep in the nutty, which is...
That's the one they're pushing. So sleeping in the zero clothes is to help you...
With the intimacy, with your partner.
And also, if you're by yourself, just relax the body.
My wife won't allow it.
Yeah.
Well, every now and again, you respect her wish.
Did you do it last night? You said you were going to.
No, I didn't. I forgot. But we'll remember tonight and definitely going to have a real crack at it tonight.
Good story. Yeah,
we know there. So, yeah,
absolutely. Charming story.
Feeling good. Meditating every day.
I noticed a difference.
Just relaxed at the moment.
Except Twitter.
Twitter's certainly an issue, but it's a hobby. So, you know, I've got many, so... Hey, when we come back, a story that is going to shock you and shock everyone.
Don't really me?
I want to talk too much about it now because I want to respect our sponsors. Let's put a bit of distance between our sponsors and the story comes up next.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Some news organisations hold themselves to a higher standard. And so when they fail to reach that standard, it's even more jarring.
Talking about yourself?
No, not me. I'm
Huge News Network, the currently leading the news.
No, I'm not here to hold myself to a high standard.
Okay. So
I'm talking about CNN, who have led the charge against Donald Trump.
Yes.
Also, the New Yorker magazine, which to take that high moral ground.
Oh, yeah.
So, when one of their very own does what this person did,
what's happened?
It's people aren't happy, including me.
Okay.
His name's Jeffrey Toobin.
Toobin.
He's a longtime staff writer at the New Yorker, also a senior legal analyst at CNN.
What's he write about?
I don't know.
Telly?
Friends? Not sure. Anyway, let's hear the reports.
An unsettling incident involving CNN's chief legal analyst now off the air for allegedly pleasuring himself on a Zoom video call.
Hey, was that what the Zoom was about?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
The Zoom actually was about...
Whoa.
It was... what were they doing? It was an election simulation.
Oh, well, that's his thing, though.
Involving prominent New York figures playing politicians.
All right, well, that's his thing.
Such as Trump, Biden, people playing Biden. Mr. Toobin was representing the courts.
See?
And during a break in proceedings, Mr. Toobin appeared to be on a different Zoom call, but was seen moments later on camera...
Yeah.
Touching his...
Dear Mr. Toobin.
Well, this is more reports.
More? Goodness me.
Toobin said, quote, "I made an embarrassingly stupid mistake believing I was off camera. I apologize to my wife, family, friends, and coworkers. I believed I was not visible on Zoom."
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't want him to say...
He did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Now, hang on a sec. What do you mean? So he did it, so does that mean that he...
What was he doing? Does that mean work it out.
Whatever he was doing, does that mean that he then came back to the Zoom and was like, "Hey, guys, anyway, how about, this election's going crazy." And then everyone was like, Tubes,
yeah,
we
saw
you.
You saw you,
Is that what happened? So he's
I come, don't has he come, completely
he,
know.
I think he's come back to the Zoom.
And with hand and on. Would he have hand on?
No, hand's finished.
I think he might have been hand on.
Oh, no, on the Zoom.
I don't... completely know how it happened. I know it's unprofessional.
It's dangerous.
CNN issued a statement saying that Toobin has asked for some time off while he deals with these with personal issues.
Weird.
And they have granted his request
Did
for time off.
On a Zoom call?
I don't know if he asked on a Zoom call. But yeah, just
what's your message?
My message is, look, just keep it. Don't do it at all, actually. Yeah, I don't. You know that.
Watch CNN.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
I'm going to let Ed take over here because he's a massive fan of the person we're about to talk to.
I'm so excited about this, mate. A lot of things we do on this show. And talking about we like to talk music and argue about who likes who better, et cetera, et cetera. But the other day, I threw a little joke into something. We were talking about magpies to the bloke that got attacked and sadly ended up in hospital.
Yeah, I had no idea what you were on about.
Yeah, this was it.
I was having a meal.
What were you eating?
Chinese food.
Yeah, a succulent Chinese meal. A succulent
you
Chinese
had to say
meal.
That.
No,
I had no idea why you were saying succulent Chinese meal. It sounded weird and I was uncomfortable.
The reason I was doing it is because of the best internet video of all time, which is like an old piece of news footage that resurfaced. It's very, very old, of a bloke, a big bloke, getting shoved into the back of a police car. And it was a mystery around why he was...
Five police trying to shove him in.
Yes, he's massive, this guy.
Yeah.
And as he's getting thrown in, he's given some of the best... Because there's a news camera watching. He's given some of the best impromptu sort of like rallying cries ever. And this is what he says in the video.
For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Have a look at the headlock here. Yes. I see that you know your judo well.
All right. So on.
He went on to say some other things which we can't play.
Out. Yeah.
Oh, they're good. Get that
video.
Do you
video want that? Because I cut it out.
Oh, I want to hear it, the bit about the...
Let's see if we can do it before the end of the chat, because I cut those bits out for taste.
Oh, no. It's
really?
It's towards the end of the show. All right,
yeah, fine.
Because it's good stuff, though. Well worth
now,
searching.
I hadn't thought about that video for years.
Yeah.
Until I was watching a video of my favorite new band, The Chats. Now, what do you know about The Chats?
I know that they're wildly popular.
Yes.
I know that, famous musicians have been to their shows around the world.
Yes.
Yeah. And I
Dave Grohl's a huge fan.
Yeah.
They were meant to be playing Coachella. Mm-hmm. But they're three young blokes from Queensland.
Yeah.
And we've got the lead singer and bass player on the line. Eamon, g'day, mate.
Hey, how you going?
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited to speak to you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You have knocked it out of the park, you and the other two blokes, haven't you? You must be, you're living the dream, buddy.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, you have been. Till COVID. I imagine COVID's put a bloody fly in the ointment, hasn't it, for you and for everyone else?
Yeah, yeah. Still, I don't know. Maybe next year will be better, eh?
This is the kind of laid-back attitude.
Yeah, I love the attitude. Hughesy,
can you see a bit of yourself in young Eamon?
Well, I think I can, but he mightn't be happy to hear that. But I don't know.
You know, when Hughesy started out, Eamon, a lot of his comedy was about being on the dole, going out and doing things, which reminds me a bit of some of the stuff in your music.
Yeah, yeah, just everyday life stuff, I suppose.
Oh, simple, man. Simple, the simple pleasures and the simple moments of life. Yeah.
Because Smoko was the first big one. When did that really blow up online?
Towards the end of 2017, about 6 months after we uploaded, I reckon.
You just shot the video yourselves, yeah? You just went out, did it yourself? Because it all looks like it's shot on phones.
Yeah, yeah. Well, our guitarist girlfriend did it because she had a camera.
Mate, you telling me it just sat around the internet for a little while, no one paying it much attention, then it just caught fire?
Yeah, yeah. We didn't have any fans. We only played around the sunny coast in Brisbane a little bit, so only a few people knew us, and then all of a sudden everyone did.
Was it over like a couple of weeks or a month, or when did it just go berserk, or how quick was it?
No, it was overnight.
Overnight.
Yeah,
like I woke up and had all these messages and shit, and I was like, far out.
Let's hear Smoko. This is Smoko. Right, people haven't heard
it. I'm on Smoko. Leave me alone. I'm on Smoko.
It's just great music.
Leave me alone.
Cross between, it's so good. Cross between, Eamon, cross between Friends Will Rhyme, AC/DC, and Ramones. Is that fair?
Yeah, yeah, I love all those bands. It's spot on.
Yeah, oh, there you go. I
can hear the genius. I'm late to the party, and I apologise, but I'm jumping on board.
To the matter at hand.
Yes.
So why was I thinking about Succulent Chinese Meal? Because I'm watching the chat song Dine and Dash. Now, what's the song about, Eamon?
Going and eating a meal and running out before you have to pay for it.
Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah.
And this is what happens at the end.
Dine and dash through the dine and dash.
What are you doing to these blokes? Wait, what's the charge? Eating a meal, a sucking steakhouse meal. Gentlemen, this is democracy manifest. God, you've done it. You've done judo before, haven't you? Magnificently so. Look at your head, you don't even know where you are, you fool.
So how did you find him, Eamon, the actual
same bloke?
Well, I can't take the credit for finding him.
Yeah.
It was more we were gonna parody that scene in the video anyway, we're gonna kinda recreate it. But the people filming it, Alex and Nat, they were like, we've actually got his number because they did some documentary with him or something, and he showed up and I don't know. It was one of those weird things. Like it was like a legend, you know.
He is a legend. He's a legend of the internet.
In the original video, he speaks so well.
Yeah,
and
eloquent.
And you hope that his life had gone okay. Yeah, and to see that it has gone okay.
Yes.
So was he just a normal dude?
Yeah, yeah. He's just like this dude who lives out on a farm and does paintings every now and then.
I love it. I love it, Eamon. Now, we've got to plug what you got coming out. What has the chat, apart from great music, what are the chats got coming out, Eamon, tomorrow?
Oh, today we released our own brand of goon.
There we go. Yeah. Got your own goon. What's it called?
It's called the Chat's Goon.
There we go.
Now, is it in a bottle? Is it in a bottle or a bag, man?
Oh, what do you reckon, mate? It's goon.
It's a bag. Yeah, good. I mean,
they're purists, mate.
I know.
The chats are purists.
All right, you can get the Chat's Goon. Head to builttospill.wine. And
come back on again anytime, Eamon. We love it. We
love
it.
To hear a bit of the unedited grab of our friend.
Let him take. Good on you, Eamon.
Yeah, you're a legend. Good on you, mate. Keep up the great work.
Get your hand off my. This is the bloke who got me on the wood. And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp?
On that note, gentlemen, it is time for us to get out of here.
We're just getting started.
Now, I tell you what, Jimmy Crute on tomorrow as well.
Yeah, UFC champion who lives in a van.
A stack of
Tingly
good stuff.
Tingly Thursday.
Tingly Thursday, that's always mad.
Missed any of today's show, make sure you download the podcast. Of course, we were talking to SAS Australia. That was an interesting chat.
And if you don't follow him, get Hughesy on Twitter. Get involved. Get on his side.
I might have a night off tonight. I've been trending for 24 hours on Twitter. I just need to have a night off. Find your headline somewhere else.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
From skinny dipping to heavy metal meditation, you can find all kinds of inspiration to improve your well-being with Medibank. There are so many ways we can live better. Search Medibank Live Better to find yours.